Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome everyone. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, the People Psychic, on MikeSpirit.fm. Right here in Blog Talk Radio, in Spreaker, in GH Talk Radio, so whichever way you listen to us, you're more than welcome. Well, today I've got an exciting show lined up. I've got somebody in the studio. I've got somebody online as a guest. I've got Kerry in the studio with me. Do you want to say hi, Kerry?
Hiya.
That's a wonderful Kerry Carr. That's normally in the chat room, but she's not there because she's in studio one with us. So welcome, Kerry. Kerry, we've got somebody interesting on the phone. We've got an amazing guest lined up. I know that you're going to join me a little bit later on in doing some readings. So let's bring on our guests. And this is, I'm going to get it all wrong. It's Rocky Krog Foss. Is that right, Rocky?
You got it nailed, my friend. Good for you.
You see, it all comes right in on the night, doesn't it? You know, it always does. Rocky, now I'm quite excited about today's show because, well, let's just start with me apologizing to all the listeners because obviously I wasn't able to do my show last week. I was ill. And you can still probably hear on my voice right now, even as I speak now, that while I still don't feel 100%, I'm probably, I would say, 75 maybe, 80 at a push. So I'm okay. I'm fine. But Rocky, tell me a little bit about who you are and what you do first.
Sure. First of all, I want to say welcome to the world. I live in Vancouver, Canada, and I want to say hello to all my friends on the planet who are listening to this show. What I want to say is that my journey is pretty unique in that, I'll just give you the Cole's Notes version. I had a very violent childhood when I was young. It was very abusive mentally and physically, and it led me into a place when I, as a young man, to obviously through the law of attraction, which is what I teach, attracting, you know, a lot of challenges in my life, a lot of unworthiness challenges in my life. And when I was 38, I literally I jokingly tell people I had my spirit guides pull the pin on me, and I went from this egoic, righteous, sort of gorilla type guy into a puddle of extreme pain and fear, and I had an emotional breakdown. And at that point, I stood over a black vortex. I remember it very well, and I felt the winds of hell go through my body. And I had a choice to either leave the planet or to do something. I didn't know what, do something, or heal. I didn't even know what that meant back then.
Yeah.
And as a result, I chose to move forward, and I sat on the edge of my bed one night, and I was a man who grew up very agnostic and very non-religious, and I sat on the edge of my bed one night in absolute fear and pain, and I used these following words. I said, "Oh my God, I need help," and I didn't even know that I'd put out a prayer to the universe to help. So help came to me in the form of a woman who is a very, very, very gifted healer and channeler. And I spent the next 15 years working with her, channeling my spirit guides and speaking directly to them through her, and literally unraveling the multiple layers of unworthiness, guilt, shame, abandonment, anger, resentment issues, one by one by one by one. And along the process, I learned that I'm a healer. I didn't even know I was a healer. They told me that I was a healer, and they told me what my gift is, and they told me how I use energy to help people heal very quickly. So that began my journey as a healer, and I literally tell people that I have walked the walk, now I'm talking the talk.
Yeah.
And so along the way, I started to study quantum physics about 10 years ago, and so now what I've done is I've studied the latest and the greatest quantum physics on the planet to merge consciousness energy with the science of quantum physics so that we can understand it. So my job is to go out into the world and to tell everyone, not just spiritual people, how your thoughts create your reality. And I've mastered that now in very simple language. So that's where I'm at right now as a healer and a teacher.
So as a healer, as I said, you know, in the beginning there, that I haven't been at my best. Now, I want to share something with you, Rocky, because obviously with me being ill, I found myself last Monday morning at my local GP surgery.
Right.
Of where I'm a patient. And because, you know, not only was I full up with this cold, I had lost my voice, which is not 100% back. It's probably 90% back, I would say, maybe. And I had some serious abdominal stomach pains. Rocky, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Abdominal pain. And, you know...
Or stomach.
Yeah, stomach. And it was right down the... You know, if you can imagine, you know your rib cage?
Yes.
To the right side, it was just underneath the rib cage. And you know, it is still a bit there, not as bad. To the right side, the underside of your rib cage, going down to the lower part of my stomach, traveling across to the mid part of my stomach, I was having severe pains there. So as I said, I found myself to my local GP surgery where I am a patient and, you know, where I'm registered, and went there, and, you know, I sat there for a few hours and went in, and my name came up on the screen, Michael Davis, room number 7, I think it was, and in I goes. The doctor was very polite, and she said, there is a medical student here with me. Do you mind him sitting in on this interview? You know, this diagnosis that we're going to do is no, not at all. It's just, you know, I've come here because I'm ill and I want to find out what's the matter.
Yeah.
So, excuse me. So she was getting him to examine me. You know, the stethoscope, this cold thing on her back, and breathing deep and exhale and all the rest of the business that goes along with it. And I found her writing out a note. And this note she was writing out, I said, excuse me, I said, but what are you doing there? Because, you know, they normally type on the computer these days. And she said, you have to go into hospital, Mr. Davis. You have to go and have your appendix out. You have a acute appendicitis. I said, oh, okay. I said, do I have to have a full examination? And she said, oh, yes, it'll be a full examination. I said, that's strange, because the last time I had my appendix out, and this is the funny bit, the last time I had my appendix out, I said, they give me a full examination then. And she said, you know what she turned around to me then, Rocky, and said?
What?
She said, oh, you've already had them out. I said, yeah, I realized that they could grow back. And she just looked at me, and the color drained out of it. And she said, well, I suggest you go home and come back in 2 weeks if you still feel the same.
It's so comical. It's almost sad.
It is, because, you know, you put your trust in a GP, don't you? I do.
Well, a lot of people do, but what's happening on this planet, if you take a close look, is that people are waking up out of what I call the state of enslavement that they've been in for thousands of years, literally giving away your power to people and institutions on this planet and just blindly following them and giving away your power to them and not using your own common sense, your own intuitive self to look inside yourself and see what's going on, because ultimately that's what 2013 is all about. It's all about people claiming their power and taking a look inside themselves instead of looking outside for answers. Mm. So the doctors today are betwixt and between, because they've been fed a whole bunch of information, which is primarily useful in some applications, but let's face it, she was just guessing. She was just guessing. There was no diagnosis there. She just probably put her finger into your stomach a couple of times and said, you have an appendix issue. Well, really? Well, my appendix is gone. So, you know, that's embarrassing, absolutely. But it gobsmacked you into realizing the insanity of how we give away our power. It was a great lesson, wasn't it?
Most definitely, you know, and as I said, you know, it kind of made me feel a little bit embarrassed to be there because, you know, I felt, a little bit like, oh, if it is appendix, you know, that's what they said, and I don't have appendix, then, you know, it made me feel, because she said, come back in 2 weeks if you're still the same, it made me feel as if I shouldn't have even been in the first place. You know?
Well, it was insulting, and then let's face it. What happens is, in humanity, we have this condition called the human ego, and the medical profession is the ego personified to the nth degree in a negative way. Because when they don't have the answers, they'll either try to find the answers or they'll make something up.
Yeah, and mostly we feel the same.
So that's not a very good form of compassion. It's certainly not a good form of healing.
Okay.
So yeah, so ultimately this was a wonderful lesson for you to take more time now. We'll use you as an example of how I work with my clients to examine what's really going on. And in my world and in my training, and I've worked with all the ascended masters, Archangel Metatron, Saint Germain and Ion and Seth and many others, they have told me that emotional energy, not emotions, but emotional energy is at the root of all physical manifestation. I've got the channels to show this. So I've been on a journey of studying this over the last 10 years in the realm of quantum physics and tying the two things together. And an emotional energy is the unworthiness energy that every human being on this planet has. In fact, there was a study done in the United States at a prestigious university. I can't remember the name of it for the life of me right now, but they discovered that 80% of your beliefs about yourself are downloaded into your cellular body before the age of 8 years old. That means that you as an adult are walking around right now with 80% of your belief systems formed before you were the age of 8, which usually means you've got a lot of your parents' stuff in you. And how many times have people woken up and suddenly realized, oh my God, I'm my mother, oh my God, I'm my father. Freak out. and so this is all part of the karmic journey that you choose. Free ourselves from unworthiness issues. These unworthiness beliefs actually are going out into the world right now is in you as an adult, even though they're still the what we'll call the damaged inner child. To what degree damage? Well, that depends on each case, which is why we go into the inner child in every case. In my case, there was extreme damage because of the violent nature of my childhood. So it was very, very easy to identify, but sometimes they're not so easy to identify. Sometimes people come to me and they've had what they call good lives as children, and then we find out very subtle things, like subtle abandonment issues, subtle no love being received issues. And these are just as damaging as my physical abuse to them in their life, and these issues go out into the world through the law of attraction and attract to you. They're very equivalent back to you. It always, always happens. That's the law of energy on this planet.
So let me just cut in there, Rocky.
Sure.
So obviously you see clients, people come to you.
Yes, very much.
What do they expect to gain, maybe is the right word, or what's the reason why people would come to you?
Primarily, your experience with doctors is a large part of the reasons why people come to me, because I'm kind of the last option, unfortunately, at this point in time. People have been thrown onto a heap that I call, sorry, we can't do anything more for you now. Here's the pills. Good luck.
So if, like, obviously where I've been ill this past, almost 2 weeks, where I've been ill the past weeks and where I've been, what I call lobbed off, if you like, by my medical people in the UK, by saying, well, if you haven't got your appendix anymore, then come back in 2 weeks if you're still suffering. So I would come to you. And would you have a prod around, or would you talk to me? Tell me how this works.
Well, it works because I don't look at the physical body as a physical body. My study of quantum physics and my study of energy is, and even Einstein knew this, that there's no such thing as matter. Matter is actually energy whose vibration has been so lowered as to be perceptible to the senses. That's a quote from him. Therefore, I understand physical ailments, pain and fear, anxiety, depression, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, migraine, headaches. I've healed all of them in a relatively short period of time, as little as 5 minutes in some cases, by simply focusing on the emotional energy that's at the root of causing it. See, when you release the unworthiness energy that is at the root of the physical challenge simply disappears because it simply has no roots to hang on to. And this is something that I've proved 1,000 times over with different clients with many different types of illness situations.
Okay, so, well, I understand that, you know, because, you know, I can relate to that in some way. So for the benefit of listeners and, you know, our callers and everything else, yeah. What kind of things can you help them with tonight, Rocky?
Well, I can help them with a lot of people are feeling a lot of stress these days. A lot of people are feeling really afraid. They're afraid of the economy. They're afraid of what's going on in the world. They feel out of control. So right now I can help them. I can help them balance their being today.
Gosh, as I was saying, you can help me with that one. That's one thing.
Absolutely.
So in a little while, obviously, we can open up the phone lines because I know we've got a jam-packed list at the minute, which is always good, you know, and we are going to go through and hopefully give some readings and some good advice from your behalf and everything else. So just say that I called in, I had a reading, and I said, well, you know, I am concerned about, let's just say, I'm worried about my home life, say for argument's sake, or I'm worried about, yeah, let's just say if I was worried about my home life,
yes.
You'd be able to, like, give me some, maybe not so much closure, but if I said to you that, and this is just an example, let's just say that, I don't know, I'm trying to think of something. Just say my dog ran away 6 years ago and it's affecting me now.
Yes.
Like, you know, because of separation order or something there.
Yes.
Be able to bring, like, some kind of closure to that?
Well, I wouldn't call it closure. I would call it, we'd create an opening for the healing of what I call what's really going on, not what appears to be going on.
Right.
So I would actually elevate the situation to a higher level of awareness where we could discover, because every person, whatever's going on in their life, they are responsible for creating it. That's just a simple law, the law of attraction. So what I do is I help people identify why they are attracting this to them in their life. And by doing so, by identifying it and by getting clarity on it, we can begin the healing process and releasing it so that it never comes back again.
Well, John, that's absolutely amazing, you know, because it's making me think, you know, lots of people have lost loved ones in their lives, obviously, you know, and that's what
yes.
I'm here to do tonight, is to hopefully connect with their loved ones and pass on the love, the message, the upliftment, and whatever it may be. And maybe then these people could contact you. Obviously, they can speak to you on the show.
Yes.
They can contact you outside the show. They can do it as well, can't they?
Yes, well, I do something called distance healing.
Okay. I know you've got a website, which I'm going to try and do this now.
Sure.
I'm sure you'll correct me if I'm wrong, Rocky. It's www.empowerme2befree.com. Is that right?
Yeah, empower me to be free with the number two. Yes, that's correct. And it's also my Facebook page, empower me to be free on Facebook, and I have my YouTube videos on my Facebook page there, and you can contact me through Facebook or through my website. Either or is fine.
Okay, so whilst we are chatting away, Kerry is, as I said, you know, she's always wonderful, and she's going to type that into the chat room, your website. Excuse me, so, because I know sometimes it's, you know, if it was me listening, I'd be like, what was that website again?
Right.
So, you know, if Kerry puts that into the chat room, which she's doing right now, press the button, and it's there. Okay.
Perfect.
So it's in there, which is www.empowerme number2befree.com. So they can go there if they want to talk to you with maybe something a little more sensitive than on the show, a little bit. So if what I'm trying to say, if it's a little bit of a sensitive issue that they don't want to maybe say live on air,
yes,
they can contact you.
Yes.
Okay, hang on, it's saying bad link for me by one of my regulars there in my chat room. Let's just try it again. EmpowerMeToBeFree.com, isn't it? Yeah?
That's correct.
Okay, so we have to go with that? Maybe that's my...
If Kerry wants, she can also put my email up there. It's very simple. It's stressfreeme99@gmail.com.
Okay, so for this Empower Me, is it with an I or with an E?
That's Empower with an E.
Ah, so that's why it's a bad link.
Yes.
For Kerry. Maybe it, maybe it was me, bad Mac, you never know. I did put it with an I.
It's my bizarre accent.
Well, you know the thing, Rocky, if he wasn't so far away, last week, I would have been over to see you because, you know, I did feel as if I let everyone down last week by not being able to do the show. And I do sincerely apologize to everyone for that. But, you know, with no voice, there was no show because I wasn't able to do it, you know. So I do apologize to everyone. Rocky, we're going to go over to some music now.
Yes.
And then we're going to open up the phone lines. So so when we come back... as I understand that you don't connect to spirits, so you're not a medium. And Kerry will do the medium side of things,
yeah.
And you'll be able to answer questions to the people after the after the reading, and maybe give them some closure, or maybe they can come to your website and give whatever they're looking for. You know, I don't know. I can't think of examples. But if you're not feeling too good and it's something that results back in your past, then, Rocky, you're the man to help, isn't it?
Yes. Well, anything, if you're dealing with any physical pain or emotional challenge, I guarantee I can help you. And like I said, I do distance healing, so it doesn't matter where you are in the world, I can help you.
Okay. Well, I'm in the UK, Rocky, so please send as much as you can to me.
Well, you and I will talk afterwards.
Okay, Rocky. Let me go over to our first piece of music. I think I'm choosing some nice songs tonight. We'll see. So let's just press it and see what happens.
Friday night, you and your boys went out to eat. Then they hung out, but you came home around 3. Then 4 of you were really cheap, yeah. 'Cause only 2 of you had dinner. Found your credit card and see. It's not right. Rather
well, that was Whitney Houston. It's not right, but it's okay. And welcome back. And hi, Rocky.
Hi.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I did. I love that music.
It's lovely, isn't it? You know, I enjoy Whitney Houston. I think she's got an amazing voice. I really do.
Yeah, left a little too early, unfortunately.
Well, this is true. This is true. You know, what more can we say? You know, she was a legend. She really was. And she will always remain a legend, in my opinion.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So let's go to the phone lines. I know that we have Vince online. Hi, Vince. Are you there with us?
Yes, I am. And the word is abdomen.
Well done. Well done, Vince. Abdomen. I didn't say it then, sorry. Vince, can we ask where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
Okay, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for, Vince?
Well, I wanted to find out if you could focus in on a job for me and career. I've been out of work for a while, and there's no money coming in, and I'm really scared to death right now. So I'm looking for, see, the whole issue is that I'm looking for a job just so I can pay the bills and everything. But yesterday I took some new pictures for my agent who needed pictures, you know, to get me out there for acting and everything. So I just want to see what you can see about those things.
Okay, well, don't give us any more information now, Vince.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm actually feeling this is something that Rocky can help you with, Vince, because I know that you've called in several times.
Yeah.
And I've had several readings. So, Rocky, is this something that you could help with Vince with?
Absolutely. Let me just say that I'll just explain something to you, my friend. Because we create our own reality, and you know what? I get the fear thing. I understand it very, very much. And I understand the economic situation in the United States is dire. How we actually create success in our lives is by actually going inside intuiting where the fear is actually coming from. It's coming from a scarcity mentality, a fear that there's not enough, that there's no jobs, that the economy is bad. So when we believe that, we actually create more of that. What I would say to you is that if you can give yourself permission to actually sit in a place where you're really quiet and listen to some of this great music like we just heard here, and allow yourself to give your body permission to let go of the fear. I know it sounds crazy, but trust me, this works. When you let go of the fear and you actually let it drain out of your body and you can replace it with, I am worthy of a wonderful job that pays well, has good benefits, universe, bring me this job. You will see your world change if you can let go of the fear. Of course, that's where I help out. So that's my advice to you is that if you're in fear, you're going to create more reasons to be in fear. If you're in a place of worthiness to have a job, you will create the job. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let Mike do his thing now.
Okay, thank you there, Rocky. And there's a very important bit of information there. Excuse me. See, that's the remainder of the cold coming out of me there.
Yeah.
Vince, I know I do have a lady here with me that I believe it's your grandmother. Thanks to you there within your mum's side of your family.
I didn't know her well, but my mother's mother died a few years ago.
Okay, bless her heart, because she stood right to me at the minute here, okay? And you know, I was just saying to her there, you know, what have you come for? And she said, well, I need to sort him out, okay? So I believe she was here in this life. This is the way that she would have been. She would have been the kind of lady that would have liked to get in the middle then, if you like. She would have liked to be the kind of person that would have always been there to help you, to support you, to point you in the right direction. And I believe this is what she's coming to do, is just to point you in the right direction at the minute, Vince. Now, she says to me that when she was here, that she could have dealt with the best of them. And what I mean by this is that, you know, she wasn't afraid, if you like, of any situation in her life. She wasn't afraid of anybody in her life. She wasn't afraid of getting her hands in there, okay? I don't mean physically, but, you know, if there was a need of sorting things out, that's what she would do. She says to me that that's the fearless that she would have had, and this is what she wants to bring around you. that you need to be fearless. Now, would I be right in saying, Vince, that without me sounding effective, sorry, offensive, but you've already half given up, well, what's the point, because I'm not going to get it?
There's a lot of times that I feel like that, yes.
Okay. See, because that's what she says to me, you know, instead of believing that there's no point, she says to me that you have to start believing in yourself more. Because it's never going to happen for you if you don't put it out there. Now, I know Rocky would understand this because I know that he first, in his interview, that he said to me that without him realizing that he sent a thought to the universe. This is what you need to do there, Vince, okay? Is let the universe work for you. And what I mean by is, allow the spirit, ask the spirit, ask the universe to come forward and to put things in place there for you, for it to work. And believe you me, it does work. I've done this several times, and several times it comes true. Because if you're asking, you're putting the attention out there, and then it's coming back to you, okay? And this is what you need to start doing there, Vince, okay? Your grandmother is so close to you at the moment. She just wants me to see to you that she's there, and she wants to support you. Now, do you understand that, see, if you didn't know, then it's a bit difficult. I believe I've got a gentleman here as well that would link to your dad's side. And I don't know if this is your dad a minute, but I believe that he would have been a very stern man when he was you with us. Do you understand that there's a gentleman in the spirit world that would tie to your dad's side of the family who was very stern, very thick set in his build, very much rounded in his features of when he was you? Do you understand of this?
Yeah, that's my dad directly.
That's your dad. Perfect. Because I know that your dad comes in and he says, excuse me, he says to me that he needs to be with you at the moment, okay? Because you need that firmness, okay? Now, I'm not saying that your dad was the kind of man that would hit you or anything of the sort, but what he comes across with to me is that he would have always given you direction in your life. He would have always pointed you in the right direction, and he would have not so much made you do things, but he says to me, he would force you to do the right thing there for yourself. Do you understand this?
Yeah, he tried.
Okay, bless him, okay, because he stands right beside me and he's saying he is trying to make you do what's right for you at the moment, okay? So the avenue you feel more comfortable with, whether it's acting or whether it's a job sweeping a floor, he says to me, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you are feeling in control, because I know that you feel as if you've lost control of your life. You feel as if you're not in touch with your life anymore. You feel as if you're like an outsider looking in. And he says to me, what you need to do is start looking to climb the ladder slowly, but surely climb the ladder one step at a time. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I do.
See, because your dad just puts his hand up and says to me, there's no good going in the deep end, okay? Now, what he means by that is, there's no good going in there for, let me just use an example, there's no good you going into a job where you want to fall into a position at the top of the ladder because you need to work your way up. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay, know that your dad and your grandmother are so close to the events, and they will do their utmost best to make sure that you get to where you need to be in life. Okay, do you understand?
Yeah.
Perfect, okay. Not forgetting, you can contact Rocky anytime, empowermenumber2befree.com. Okay, and I'll say thank you very much for calling. And remember, please do download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling there.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Rocky, should we go to the next caller?
Absolutely.
Okay, and the next caller is Suzanne. Hi, Suzanne, are you there with us?
Yeah, hi, Mike. How you doing?
Well, I've been better, but I'm doing okay, Suzanne.
I'm glad you're better. We spoke 2 weeks ago.
Did we?
When Michelle was there. Yeah, you were great. You really
yes. Oh, no, Michelle, she's a wonderful worker, isn't she, Michelle?
She's great. She's great. So are you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
I had a little scare this week. I thought it would be a good idea to call, and I had a mammogram, and I had to go for a sonogram and another mammogram, and they said that I might need a biopsy because they saw something very small, 6.6, not 6 centimeters, but 0.6 centimeters, so it's very small, but still, I was very concerned about it, and scary. So I was wondering if maybe you would pick up something. I don't know.
Okay, again, let me hand you over to Rocky to start off with. Okay, because this is maybe more Rocky's field. And then I'll make a connection to the spirit world.
Okay.
And then we'll work with that as well. Is that okay?
Okay, that's fine. Great.
Okay, Rocky, it's over to you.
Sure, thank you. What was your name again?
Suzanne.
Suzanne, where are you calling from?
Parkland, Florida.
Okay. So when my experience has been when women discover that there's something going on their breasts, and they think that there might be some kind of an issue there. My experience has been that we need to take a look at one thing that women are really not very good at on this planet through no fault of their own, and that is, what do women do with their love energy now? If you could describe to me, what do you do with your love right now, and where does it go?
To my stomach. To my chest, my stomach.
Yeah. I would say to you that women on this planet are very good at giving away their energy to everyone else except for themselves. Would that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant physically.
No. I'm talking about your emotional self, the love energy that you have, that you share with the world. What you do is you. I'm sorry?
I'm a giver.
Right. So there's the word right there. See, listen to that, Mike. I'm a giver. What does that mean? Well, that means that you are indoctrinated to give away your power, and you've sort of surrendered the right to love yourself. Now, what I'm saying is that my experience with women with tumors in their breast or whatever, whether they're benign or malignant, are an example of how the universe wants you to focus on you, to really start loving yourself now. And trust me, when you do this, when you let go of everyone else's needs and take care of your needs first, you will see that whatever that is, shrink and go away. It's about loving yourself first. I have a client right now who's going through this very same thing, and in 1 month, her tumor went, it shrunk to half its size just by taking good care of herself and loving herself. And that's not an easy thing to do, because it's a transition from a program that's very, very empowered and relevant to your psyche as to who you are now. So what I would suggest to you is whatever's going on in your life right now, wherever you're having challenges with people or family or whatever it is, I do something called block and walk. If you can imagine taking your hand and pushing it from your stomach out to the side in a gentle way, I call it blocking the energy vampires in your life. And when you block negative energy, your body, you're actually giving your body permission to be in a field of love. And when you do that, the body instantly reacts to that by beginning to heal itself. So what I'm going to suggest to you is that you take the time to examine in your life where you're unhappy or things are not working well for you, and give yourself permission to block it and walk away from it, because you don't need to justify yourself anymore. You don't need to figure things out. You just need to take really, really good care of yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does.
All right.
It'll be great if I
can
do it.
Well, I can help you. I can help you with that.
Okay.
I'll turn it over to Mike now.
Thank you, Rocky.
Thank you so
Suzanne, remember, empower me to be free, and that's the number two. And that's where you'll be able to catch Rocky.
I already looked him up. I have him on my iPad. So.
You have him on your iPad already?
Yes.
I hope you've got me on your iPod there, Susan. I really do. Okay. Susan, I know that as Rocky was speaking there, you know, I had a gentleman that was stood behind me, and you know, he was kind of, wanting me to jump in there. And I was saying, no, I can't, because it's rude. And I believe this is how this man would have been in this life. He would have been the kind of fella that would have liked to push his way forward. He would have liked to be the kind of man that would have always made himself stand out from the crowd, for a want of a better word there, because he makes me aware that he would link there to your dad's side of your family, because he comes to a dad's side. He also makes me aware to say to you that when he was here with us, that his passing was very sudden, because he makes me aware that he passed to the spirit world very quickly. and his life was ended very quickly. I know that he makes me aware that his breathing is very much labored, so I know I wanted to start gasping for my breath as this man is with me here. He says to me that he was a little bit rounded of his features. He says, you know, I did try and work on that, but, you know, it just didn't happen. So I know that throughout his life he may have tried to lose a bit of weight, but, you know, that doesn't matter to him.
True, says, I know who you're talking about.
Good, perfect, because I know that he stands right behind me at the minute, and as I said, he pushes me to cut in there, and as I was saying, no, I can't, because it's rude, and he says to me, well, it's my turn to be here, so I know that he gets a little bit, maybe aggressive is the wrong word, but he gets to the point of where he feels, you know, out of the way, it's my turn to come through, so he must be like your father or your grandfather or something there. Do you understand of this?
Well, at first I thought you were talking about my friend who I spoke to you about 2 weeks ago. But you said he's related to my father?
Yes.
Then it must be my grandfather who I never met.
Okay, bless him.
My friend who I lost, you know, who I spoke to you about, he was very heavy. He had a weight problem. I don't know. So I don't know. I'm really not sure who you're talking about.
Okay, now okay. Hang on a minute. Was you really close to your friend, this one that you're thinking of?
Very, very close, yes.
Okay. And would he been very protective of you?
Yes, very, very.
Right. Okay. And would you understand why he would come through in this manner that I want to push his way in?
Yes.
Maybe that's my mistake. Okay. Maybe that's my mistake. I know he comes close. And he wants me to be with you at the moment. He wants me to say that he's around your life at the moment. And would I be right in saying that to you, Suzanne, that in some way that you must feel him around you at the moment? So I would say to you that you are aware of spirit in some kind of way yourself. Is that right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, because he talks to me here about your awareness is growing, it's deepening. You're starting to understand more, Susan. Is that right?
Yes.
And he says to me about your development. And as you're developing a little bit more, would I be right in saying to you that you're starting to see more things? Is that right? You're starting to hear more things and sense more things? Do you understand of this?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I've been very emotionally tied to this person for the last 3 years. So his passing was very devastating to me. I'm not surprised that this is happening to me, you know, with my physical being and the way I feel. So taking its toll on me.
Okay. See, because I know that's what he has come to say to me, okay, that you know, as you're starting to work, you're starting to understand, he's coming that bit closer to you. Now, would I be right in saying to you that of late, your sleep pattern has been a little bit disturbed of late? Do you understand of your disturbed sleep pattern of late?
Absolutely, yeah.
Because it's just his way of saying to you, look, I'm around your vibration, I know what's going on within your life. He says to me of this lots of concerns, you're worried about things, and whether that's to do with what Rocky spoke to you earlier on about the this tumor there. But I know I want to say that to you, you know, we need to stop worrying because when you're worrying, it makes a whole heap worse. Do you understand of this?
No, I do. I'm not really worried so much. I mean, I feel that he's at peace. It's just that he added so much to my life. It's a major void for me, that's all. It's a very sad.
You're misunderstanding me, okay? You're worrying about things in your life at the moment. Okay? Stop worrying so much about things in your life at the moment. That's what he wants me to say to you.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Because
it just makes things worse, okay? It escalates things, okay? I know that you're concerned about him and about a load of other people in the spirit world, but what he says to me is that, you know, you need to stop worrying about everything and everyone else. You need to start concentrating on yourself and becoming more aware of your situation in your life and doing what needs to be done in your life. And that way, instead of running around after everyone else, let others do the running around after you. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I know.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Can I say something, Mike?
You most certainly can, Rocky.
Sure. What I'd like to say to you, Mike, is that the time has come not for instruction on how to move forward in your life. The time has come to be very, very gentle on yourself and realize that you've never done anything wrong in your life, that it's just simply an opportunity for you to begin to give your body permission to feel again, because you've had to shut it down for so long, because that was your journey in this life, as it is with many, many people on this planet. So the time has come not to logically understand what needs to be done. The time has come for you to really enjoy the presence of your own being and your own love, giving it to yourself without having to justify it to anyone at all. And these feelings from the past are very valid, but these are things that you can release and let go, and but thereby begin to really honor what you need in every breathing moment. And that's where you're headed now. That's why you're doing what you're doing right now. That's why you're asking these questions, is because you need to really take good care of yourself, but in a very gentle and loving way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
All right,
sure.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Rocky. okay. So, Susan, you understand the communication that's come through, okay? And the communication, you know, everything that this gentleman is saying to you is that you need to start, you know, letting go, okay? And start concentrating on yourself.
Right. I'm trying. Believe me, I am trying every day.
Now, see, he also tells me that, you know, that... Now, I don't know what time zone you're on, and it doesn't really matter at all, really, but he tells me there that you've been all at... Now, the word I would use is like all six and sevens, and what I mean by that is you've been all over the place today. Do you understand this? You've been, like, putting something down and forgetting where it is, and you've been in the middle of doing things and starting to... You've been all over the place today. Is that right?
I don't know. I really didn't give it much thought, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, because he says...
Really. I mean, believe me, I have days like that where I go into a room, I forget what I'm doing. Yeah, maybe you're right, maybe, yeah. Like, I put the washing machine on, and I forgot to go get the clothes out of the dryer, and then something like that.
Okay, that's fine. See, because he says to me, God, she's had one of them days, okay? So just his way of proving to you that he's around your life, okay? Good. Okay, so it's just his way of proving that he's there. It's his way of saying, look, I'm there with you. I know exactly what's going on. You know, he just wants me to extend his vibration, his love there to you, and just say to you that he's always going to remain around your life. Okay, does that help you a bit?
Yeah, oh yeah, that makes me so happy. You don't know, that really is very soothing to me.
Good. Okay, well, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Oh, no problem at all. Remember, please come on over to the archives of Mike.
Thank you, Rocky. Thank you, too.
You're welcome. Feel free to check out my Facebook page.
I will definitely do that. Thank you. We'll speak to you again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome.
I'm remembering a copy of your reading in the archives of Maxwell at FFC. Thank you very much for calling.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Rocky, let's go straight back to the next caller. And we do have Helen online. There's Helen there with us.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, the pleasure is all ours, and it'll be here. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, perfect. And what's the reason that you're calling for, Helen?
Well, in terms of Rocky, I guess I'd like to ask, my stress is around career and real estate, so any suggestions?
My feel is more about how you're creating it from emotional gravity, that Mike will answer that question better than I would. So I would ask you this. What are you feeling these days around those questions?
Frustration.
Okay, we go. Okay, so let's go into the frustration very quickly here. Why do you feel frustrated? And let's go into your heart. Let's go into your heart right now. And tell me what it is that you feel frustrated about.
I haven't been able to bring my projects to fruition.
Okay, so what I can share with you very quickly, and of course we don't have a lot of time here, but I can just say to you that if you can imagine that if you can accept the concept that you are the one creating your entire reality and all your thoughts and all your feelings and all your emotions, and they all tie into your belief systems, are creating your reality, so then there must be some kind of blockage in the way creating what you really want, because you obviously really want this, but there's something in the way. So what I would say to you is that you can examine yourself where you are blocking yourself in terms of your belief that this is actually going to happen. You can examine the language that you use around describing this project. Is it firm and solid in the field of I'm worthy of having this project complete, or are you in doubt? And if you're in doubt, you're creating a blockage. And like I said, whatever you think, feel, and say goes out into the universe, and it always comes back to a mirror equivalent of everything that you say and think and feel and believe. Therefore, if you want this project to go through, you can go into this energy and give yourself permission to use the language that supports you in actually enabling this project to go through, which is, I believe strongly that this project is going to carry through and it's going to be successful. And you can just simply leave it at that. Don't use any other language. Don't use any judgment. Don't use any fear. Don't beat up on yourself. These are all energies that block you from having what you want. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Good. So it's very simple language. I am worthy of having this project complete because I am worthy of success. And that's it. That's all you need to say. And just keep saying that and saying that. And you literally change the cellular structure of the physical creation of this event.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll turn it over to Mike now.
Thank you, Rocky. Powerful words there, aren't they, Helen?
They are.
You know, it's as simple as that, you know. I am worthy. And maybe it's something that I need to do that is as well. But, okay, so let me make a connection to spirit here, Helen, and we'll see where we go. Is that okay, Phil?
Yes, I'd love you to.
See, because I know I've got a lady that just, excuse me, I've got a lady here that joins us from the spirit world. And as this lady comes into my vibration, I know she's a very short lady. I know that she's maybe around the 5'1", 5'2", of her height of when she was here with us. She makes me feel very slight, very slim to the build of her body before she passes home to the spirit world. I know that she makes me aware to say to you that she links back in your family towards your mum's side. So I know I want to link to your mum's side. I do feel she's your grandmother, if I'm honest there with you. I know that she tells me that there was a large family around her, so whether she was from a large family or she had to cater for a large family, I'm not sure, but it's certainly to do with a large family around her. She makes me aware to say to you that towards the end of her life, it's almost as if her body gave up on her, okay, and she wasn't able to do the things that she would have liked to do, so which would tell me there that she would have needed some caring for prior to her passing towards the end of her life. Do you understand of this lady there for me?
I do.
And you understand as your grandmother, yeah?
I do.
Perfect, because I know that Helen, as she makes her way forward here, I know that she's such a gentle soul in the spirit world of where she is at the moment, and she just makes me aware to say to you, you know, I just want to say I'm there with you. I want you to know that she's supporting you. She's giving you the comfort of knowing that she's not that you're not alone in this life, because I know that you're feeling, oh, I'm all on my own, I'm doing this all myself, there's nobody around me, there's nobody to support me, there's nobody to help me. Now, there may be people in your life, but you feel as if you're on your own. Do you understand of this?
I do.
Now, would you understand as well, because she says to me about, okay, she's using some words that I understand and I need to put in the context that you would. would you understand that you feel as if, as if your hands are tied behind your back? I'm raring to go at something, but I don't know what it is. No, you know what it is. You're raring to go at something, but you feel as if somebody's got your hands tied behind your back. That's the right way to put it, as she says to me. Do you understand of that?
I do.
Perfect. Okay, because I know that's what she's come to say to me, that, you know, you feel as if your hands are tied behind your back, but slowly, but gradually and surely, it's like as if your one hand is being released. So you feel as if you've got, I don't mean this to come wrong, but like a way out or a different route of your life or a different direction. You feel as if, like, finally, I can see light at the end of the tunnel, and for want of a better word. Do you understand of this?
I haven't seen the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm hoping I do.
Okay. No, I'm not saying that you have seen it. I'm saying that there is light. You're finally starting to realize there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay,
that's what she wants me to say to you. That, you know, that the harder I work at something, the more effort I put into it, the more the benefits will come from it. Do you understand of that now?
I do.
Okay, so in other words, what she's saying, you know, increase your efforts. Don't give up. Keep fighting. I don't mean that physically, but keep fighting for what you're fighting for. And you will reap the benefits at the end of it, okay? It's not over until it's over, and it's certainly far from the word over with you at the moment, because I know, see, as this lady is with me, that she makes me aware I want to start. You know, if she was here with us right now, then she would, I want to say pack a mean punch. And I don't know whether she would, you know, she would cut anyone down to size, if you want, for a better word. Do you understand that's what she was capable of? You know, if you give it any back chat, then watch your steps.
Yes.
Because this lady would
no,
have...
I understand them.
Perfect, okay, because that's what she... See, I have to give it to you the way it comes, and, you know, the minute I try and make it any different, that's when it all goes wrong. But she says to me, you know, I'd knock you down to size, boy, and I'd sort you out, and I'd put you in your place, and I know that's what she's come to say to me. And incidentally, you know, she makes me aware that I want to say to you that someone in your life over the last few days that you feel as if you've had to put them in their place. Do you understand of this?
I do.
Okay, see, because she talks about putting someone in their place. And she says to me, I'm proud of you, girl. Okay, so she's proud to see that you've finally done what you've been maybe threatening in the road, but threatening yourself you could do for a long time. You've finally done it. Do you understand of this?
I do.
Perfect, okay. See, because that's what she's come to say. See, I know that there's quite a host of people, Helen, that wants to come through and be remembered there to you. You know, and I would probably be here all night if I went through them all. But I need to talk to you about a gentleman very quickly, okay, that comes in. See, he makes me laugh because he's the kind of fella that, you know, what a sense of humour on him. What a character he was. You know, he's just got the biggest beaming smile I've ever seen in my life. I've got to be honest, because he just smiles so much to me. And this is what draws me to him. And he says to me, you have to tell her about me. And I believe that he comes close on a family vibration. I know that he just wants to put his arm around you, because I know that's what he wants to do with me. He wants to put his arm around me at the minute and just say that to you, I'm with you too, my girl. Do you understand of this?
Not sure. It could be one of many.
Okay. Well, this one, he tells me, because I'm saying to him, come on, sir, I need more information off you of who you are. He says to me that you was with him just before he passed on to this world in the hospital. Okay, so do you understand that there was a gentleman that you was with just before his passing, and it must have been to do with the hospital, because he uses the word hospital, so he may have been in hospital when he passed, or he was in and out of the hospital for a while there, but it's certainly a connection to do with hospitals there.
Right, that was my father.
Okay, and you was with your father just before he passed, is that right?
Right.
See, because he says to me, you was with me just before I passed, and your father had quite a wicked sense of humour, quite a wicked character-wise, wasn't it? Excuse me. You know, for some reason, see, I've got to move on quick. Your father liked to have a bet. Was he? I'm not saying a big gambler, but he would like to have a bet every now and again. Is that right?
No, he wasn't a gambler.
Okay. As I just said, maybe not a gambler, but he would like to have a bet, because he says to me, because, you know, I've just made a recent bet, and he just brings that to my mind at the minute. And I'm not a gambler, man, far from the word, because I can't gamble, because I always lose. But I know that he makes me aware about putting a bet on. So is this something that you are betting on yourself, or you're like, by a certain time, I'm going to do this?
Yes, something I'm doing, yes.
Okay, that's fine. See, I have to go with it. See, and he says to me about, even though, as I said, he's not a gambling man, but he's making a bet on something, and that's what you were doing. So, you know, that's just his way of saying, look, I'm there with you. I know exactly what's within your life, okay? So please accept his vibration as well. Know that he comes so close there to you, wanting to bring so much love, so much upliftment into your life there, Helen. I'm going to say thank you very much for calling.
Just one final word, Mike?
Yes, certainly, Rocky.
One final word. Please, do anyone listening today, including the caller here, please do not underestimate the power of love in creating what you want. When you are feeling awkward or down or out of place, you're blocking yourself. So it's important to reattach yourself to love. And love is the only energy that creates on this planet. So bring yourself back to love and you will see miracles in your life. All right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Rocky, and thank you, Helen. And remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Rocky, I think that we need to go to another piece of music here. And but if you like the last one, I'm sure that you're going to love this one. So let's just press this button here.
Love.
Well, Rocky, what did you think of that one?
It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Obviously wonderful, isn't it? That was the wonderful Mariah Carey.
Oh.
You know, I chose these songs tonight. You know, it was quite random, quite funny, actually, because, as you know, just prior to this show, I was just doing another radio show here in the UK, which I always do every week. But due to the time changing, obviously in America, it's changed already. We've got another maybe 2 weeks, I think, here in the UK before we go forward. So it's a bit manic. You know, I literally had something like 25 minutes to promote the show, to get on the show myself. So, yeah, you know, all the music tonight was a little bit randomly chosen, but I think, doesn't it fit in perfect with the show so far?
Absolutely, because we're really connecting to the emotional body, whether it's our psychic readings or emotional healing. It's all about connecting to the emotional body and giving people permission to be free from their prison of their own making.
Oh, Stephanie. Okay, well, let's go back to the phone lines. And we have Linda here with us. Hi, Linda. Are you there with us?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Linda. I'm very well, thank well. Wellish, I would say. Linda, can we ask you where you're calling from?
Florida.
From Florida.
West Palm Beach.
You know, I was there in West Palm Beach just a few months ago now. It was back in October. What a wonderful time I had there. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for, Linda?
I have been staying with my niece because I lost my home, and I'm trying to look for a job and get back on my feet again. I want to see if my niece might see this happening for me.
Okay, well, maybe again, this is something for Rocky to talk with you first of all. So, Rocky, do you want to start off with this one?
Sure. I can feel that you feel very, very down and disappointed. And can you maybe give me some information about how you're feeling? Like right now, tell me how you're feeling about this subject matter.
Well, I'm feeling very stuck. I don't like living with my niece, and she really doesn't want me there. And it's just been really, it's almost like a, a power struggle. It's like they're trying to get me out, and if I had someplace else to go, I would go. But I don't have any other family I could go live with. My kids live with their father, and I don't have a job to even go. And I've never been dependent on anybody my whole life. This has really been really a huge challenge for me.
Yes, you are being challenged to the max. I can feel that. So where we start with is that feeling stuck. And if most people on this planet were to be honest, they would say that they're feeling the same thing at one level or another. And feeling stuck is a reflection of a very limited consciousness, freedom to see that you're actually creating a prison for yourself by the thoughts, feelings, and words and language that you use to describe your reality. If you were to take the time to listen to what it is you're saying and recognize that it's a fear-based frequency, I'll use that term, you'll suddenly realize that your life will change very quickly if you start using more positive language to describe your life and put it out to the universe what you want. Put it out to the universe what you want based on your right and your worthiness to have it. When you do that, you literally create a physical new reality for yourself. We know this from quantum physics now. We know that your thoughts actually change your physical reality. It changes the atomic structure, literally, of your physical reality. Therefore, if you're in a place of sadness or anything like that, and you have the right to be sad, by the way, I'm not saying you don't have the right to be sad. I'm saying that this is an opportunity today to recognize that this sadness is perpetuating more sadness in your life, and that if you really want a place of your own and a job, go to a place back in your past, for example, where you had all this, take that feeling forward with you and let that feeling be in your body now so that you can create it again. It's the feeling of having what you want and knowing that you're secure and safe that begins the process of creating what you want. And so it's about letting go of the sadness and recognizing that it's just a prison of your own mind, your own ego, trying to keep you stuck because it feels defeated. And the truth is you can have what you want on this planet by simply changing your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, and your beliefs about your right to have it. How does that feel when I say that to you?
Yes, definitely. I do agree with you. And there are days where I do feel like, you know, I'm trying to, you know, remain positive, and I know this is just a temporary situation, but then there are other days where I feel totally down and depressed.
That's where, you know, that's where my work comes in, obviously, but for yourself, right now, in this very moment, you could actually let go of this feeling right now, in this very moment, if you were to put your hands up on your chest around your heart and close your eyes. Can you do that with me?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And just very gently and very quietly say to your heart, I love you and I'm here. I'm taking care of you now. And take mm-hmm. the pain, take the depression, take the sadness, and with your hands, starting at the top of your head, very gently work down your body and push out that energy into the earth and let it go right now. It's the equivalent of taking a plug out of the bottom of a barrel of water, and the water starts to drain out of the bottom of the barrel into the earth. It's the same thing with emotional energy. It's just energy, and it will go down into the earth when you give it permission to go down into the earth with love, gentleness, and forgiveness for those who have put it there or if you've taken it on yourself. So be kind and gentle to yourself. Let this energy go, and then replace it with, wow, I'm going to create a new job for myself, and I've got a new place to live. God's got it waiting for me. I'm going to go get it right now. Thank you for taking care of me, universe. Be grateful. How does that sound?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right, dear. So you're probably feeling a little bit lighter even right now in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing that, and you will feel better. By tomorrow, you can get up, and you can bounce around, and you can really start to make things happen in your life.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
All right? All right? You're welcome. Off to you, Mike.
Okay, again, Rocky, some wonderful, powerful words there. And, you know, Linda, you know, the more that you do that, the more I agree with Rocky that, you know, on a spiritual level as well, that, you know, all this will come into fruition. And I know, see, I've got a lady with me from the spirit world that makes her that she wants me to work with you. And as this lady was with us in this life, she does make me aware that she was very much confined or restricted to a bed or a chair or something towards the end of her life, because I want to sit down with her. And I believe this is the way that she would have been towards the latter part of her life before she passed on to the spirit world there. I know that she would have been the kind of lady that would have always been there. You know, she wants to just put her arms around you. She wants to hug you because that's what exactly she would have done in this life, Linda, when she was here with us. I know that she makes me aware that as she puts her arms around you, she just whispers, I love you. Okay, so I know that that's what she would have done in this life. Do you understand of this lady, please, before she around your vibration?
Mm-hmm.
And she must link to your mom's side of your family, because I know that she links. See, I want to say mum with her, and she keeps wanting me to say mum. Do you understand of who she is?
Yeah. Sounds like my mother.
Perfect, because I know that's what she says. She wants me to embrace my arms around you and just whisper gently, I love you. Okay, because that's exactly what she does to me. And I know that she says to me there that, you know, the first thing she wants me to do is to wipe around your eyes. So I know that there's been a few tears that's been shed around your life at the moment. I know that there's been, as we've already established, lots of hurt, lots of upset. And she says to me, you know, once we hit bottom, there's only one way to go once we've hit that bottom run of that ladder. Do you understand of what I mean? The only way to go now is up. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And she talks to me that you have had some news of it's not right now, it's some news to come, but you've had that news
mm-hmm.
now, that, you mm-hmm. know, things can get better from here on in. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I signed up with an agency last week.
Perfect. perfect, you know, because mm-hmm. she says to me that you already made the steps. Some good news mm-hmm. is starting to come. Now, what she tells me here is like, now, I don't know what kind of job that you're used to doing, I don't know. But let me just say to you of what I can see. Now, you know, like a cashier would work on tills, you know, from like a grocery store or something. I'm not saying that's what you're going to do. But let's just say mm-hmm. that we start off as like doing like maybe 10 hours a week. And she mm-hmm. talks about increasing the time, okay? And people will see the qualities that you have with inside yourself. So like a cashier would start maybe at the bottom and increase. And I'm not saying cashiers at the bottom of the ladder. Please, anybody mm-hmm. listening that's a cashier, I'm not saying that you're at the bottom of the ladder. Please don't get me wrong. But it's like, you know, I wanted to start working my way up the ladder there, okay? Mm-hmm. And just say to you that you can achieve what you set out to. So even if you're offered something very small to start off with, mm-hmm. I believe I want to say to you, take that and then start yeah. making it work from there on in. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Oh, yeah, I'll take it. And I know that it should be a stepping stone.
Exactly. See, because that's what I want to say, you know, because I use like a ladder of progression that we set off at one rung, we go on to the next and to the next until we build our way up to where we need to be in life at the moment. Okay. Now, I know that, see, I'm aware of like there's lots of headaches around you at the minute because I know that my head is like banging as I'm yeah. speaking. Just know that that's the kind of things that you're suffering with. I'm being told that your hand is giving you a bit of trouble at the moment as well. Do you understand? There's your hand is giving you a bit of a bother at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, I have like this. I don't know. I guess this must be arthritis. I must be starting arthritis in my hand.
Okay, well, I don't know. I'm no doctor. I'm really not. But I know I'm being told you're about there's a bit of problem in your hand. But also, let's go to your back because there's a bit of a problem to do with your back there, Linda, at the moment. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I do have a problem with my back.
See, again, doesn't that prove to you that your mum is so close around mm-hmm. you at the moment? You know, doesn't
yeah.
that prove that she's walking side by side? Your mum says to me, thank you for the flowers. Do you understand flowers? You've either put flowers down for mum or you've gone to a resting place. Or do you understand why she says thank you for the flowers?
Oh, my boys bought me flowers for my birthday, which was a few days ago, and I put them in my room, and I decided for now I'm always going to keep flowers in my room because my mother always kept flowers for herself.
You know, isn't that wonderful, okay, because mm-hmm. she says to me about the flowers, and she wants me to give thanks to you. So if your mum was in your thoughts at that time, isn't that perfect that she's come through and made that connection? You know, for some reason, Linda, she wants me to look at my fingers. And whenever the spirit wants me to look at their fingers, would you understand that you have things that belong to your mum? I don't know whether it's like her mm-hmm. ring or a ring
yeah,
or something.
Her cross. I have my mum's cross.
Perfect, because I know that she wants me to look at my fingers where I would associate like rings and so on. So if it's your mum's cross that you have, isn't that wonderful that your mum has come through to tell us here today about that you still have her belongings? And she's about taking care of them because for some reason, it's like I want to polish it. Do you understand that your mum would have taken very good care of her mm-hmm. jewelry and you know, I want to polish it, make it all shiny again. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to clean it up.
Okay, perfect. You know, Linda, I'd love to spend, you know, I could spend all night there because it's a beautiful energy your mama has to work with. And I know that she's so close around my vibration here. But I know we need to move on because I know we've got lots of callers in. And, you know, I want to say that to you, thank you very much for calling. Thank you for giving us the opportunity of working with you. Remember the advice that Rocky's given you. You can always go over to Rocky's website, which is www.empowerme2befree.com and remember, please download this copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spore at FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines here, Rocky, and let's go to Joy. Hi, Joy. Are you there with us?
How are you?
Hi, Joy. Can we ask you where you're calling from there?
Toronto, Canada.
Canada, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I would like to know money situation and I guess love. I had lost someone a while ago and I just want to know if it's going to be replaced or not replaced, but if I'll meet someone.
Okay. Okay, Rocky, do you want to start with this one?
Sure. Sure. So can you describe to me this love that you lost? Was it a mutual agreement, or was it a disappointment?
A death.
It was a death. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you're in grieving mode.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Almost 2 years.
Okay. Have you, you know, when you take a look into your own heart right now, do you feel that you have fully grieved and let this person go so that you can be free to meet another person?
No, because I almost feel there isn't another.
And why do you feel that way?
I'm not sure. I think, I guess he was my soulmate. I don't know.
Okay, that's understandable. So what I'm hearing you say is that you had the best, and there's no such thing as better now.
That's right.
All right. So that is a belief system, and that is what you're creating right now. So what I'm going to suggest is two things here. One, that you do a ceremony where you do what we call cutting the cord,
mm-hmm.
and you allow this wonderful person who's passed on now to be free so that you can be free, because your work is done. You know, that's the term that they use. Your work together is done, and he's left, and he's moved on to a higher plane, and you have the right now to receive love. But first you need to let him go, because if you don't, it's like putting up a wall to anyone else coming into your life. And the second part is that there's no such thing as you've had the best. There's nothing better. There's always someone coming along who will be at least his equivalent or even better as you continue to move forward in your life. There's always someone out there. The universe is always helping you create what you want. All you need to do is let go of the belief that it doesn't happen, it can't be possible, because the universe will make sure that you have what you ask for, and if you don't believe it's possible, they'll say, okay, that's fine, you don't get it. So you have permission today to free yourself, to ask for what you want, and basically let go of the past through a very simple ceremony in your own home. Just go into a slight meditation, relax, take the cord, metaphorically cut it, let it go with love and forgiveness and grieving, and you'll set yourself free. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I guess it does. It does, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank
you. On to you, Mike. You're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Rocky. Hi, Joy.
Hi.
Okay. See, I do have somebody here with me that I believe is a gentleman that wants to make his connection here with you at the moment. And this gentleman makes me aware that when he passed from this life, it was very quick, it was very sudden. He tells me he believes that he shouldn't be where he is at the moment. He should still be in this life around you. Because mm-hmm. he tells me that there's lots left behind unsorted, unsettled. And he tells me that as it's unsettled, it's unsettling you at the moment, and it has done since he has passed on to the spirit world. Now, I know as I'm looking at this man, that he's a very casual dressed, quite laid back in his character-wise. I want to see if you maybe would have liked to put his opinion across, maybe, because I want to be opinionative there with you, but not to the point of where I want to be over-opinionative, but I would like to, you know, I'd like to voice my opinions. I want to say before he would have passed on to the spirit world. Now, I know
okay.
as a person that he would be, you know, you would have liked his routine of life. Excuse me. Because he makes me aware that he likes his routine of life. He would have liked his, you know, and this is just an example, maybe up 6 a.m. in the morning, and maybe the fire lit by 7:15 a.m. kind of thing. You know, he liked his routine, like the same thing. You need like to keep that routine going. Do you understand of a gentleman like this for me there, please, in the spirit world?
Yeah, it could be one of two.
Okay, so let's narrow it down. Let's try and find out. See, he makes me aware that when he passed home to the spirit world, He does make me aware that, I'm in my early 50s, and if I'm honest with you, I want to say maybe 53 when he left this life. Do you understand of him now?
Yep.
Okay. See, because he comes so close to me at the minute, and he says to me that, I got to remember sometimes I'm live on air. Let me choose a nice word then. Because he's the kind of man I want to say that would put his hands maybe to his side and just say, "Now you listen to me there, girl." And his fingers go, because my fingers waving out, and Kelly's probably just laughing at me. My fingers going out, "No, you listen to me there, girl. You got to stop all this nonsense." And this is the way he speaks to me. And this is the way he wants me to speak to you. Stopping this nonsense of maybe I shouldn't. Do you understand of this?
Mm-hmm.
See, and you know, he wouldn't put up with none of that when he was you. That's, it would be, you do what you need to do, and he will always be there as a backup, as a support, as a helping hand, if you want, for a better word. Do you understand of where I'm going with this?
I guess, yeah.
Because this is what he wants me to bring forward there to you. He says to me that you've seen him since he has passed on to the spirit world, or you thought that you've seen him. Is that right?
No. See, no, I don't think so.
Okay, he says to me that he was going to say no anyway. Okay, and he's already given me the next thing to give to you. He says to me, by the bedroom door. By the bedroom door, you thought that you've seen a shadow that went past there just a few days ago. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, you've already seen me since I passed. Okay.
Huh.
Now, the shadow, okay, I want to say it was him. Okay. He came close there to you to prove to you that he's still there. Because I know that you've been doubting yourself and doubting the spirit world. Is that right?
Somewhat.
Okay. That's fine. You know, I'm not here to convince anyone. I'm not here to make you believe, far from the word. I'm just here to give you a demonstration of what I can do. And he tells me there that, you know, as he stepped close there, and as he just walked past the bedroom door, he says, "That's my way of saying to you, look, I'm around your vibration, okay? Because it was at that time that you was doubting, is there life after death? And if it is, where are they? Where are these people? And why can't I see them? Why is there only certain people can see them?" Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
See,
yep.
And I believe that, you know, everyone be aware of spirit world. I believe that everyone has an ability to do something. You just need to understand what your ability is. You just need to understand how to use it, okay? And when it's used in a controlled environment, then it'll work perfect every single time there for you. So it's not why is only certain people can work with them. It's that the answer to that question is because certain people are in tune to it, and other people maybe haven't realized that they can tune into it. As simple as that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Does that make sense there to you?
Yeah.
See, I'm not the one that's gonna give you names because I don't like giving names because I always remember asking him my guide his name one day and the answer I had was, "Well, which one do you want to walk to any time?" So I believe maybe names are not so much important, but he keeps wanting me to say William for some reason. Do you understand who William is?
Gone. Like, passed on?
Well, I hope so, because I'm hearing the name.
That would be my grandfather.
Okay, bless him. Okay, because I know that I have to give you William, so your grandfather, and he must be in your dad's side, is that right?
No, my mother's.
Okay, then that's my mistake, but I'm hearing William, that wants to connect you as well. Now, was he the kind of guy that I want to... Now, without me sounding offensive, okay, and please don't take this offensively, was he kind of like grumpy miserable towards the end of his life? Can I say that there to you?
He would act like he did.
Okay, well, he's certainly that way to me at the minute, okay, because I know that he's like... And that's the way he would have been when he was Jewish, which is fine. You know, if that's the way he would have acted, then doesn't that just demonstrate to us that, you know, that they are perfectly the way they are in this life?
More like my father, Mike, than anybody.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you understand him, that's the main important thing here. I know, see, as he comes close, that he just wants me to say, "You're not alone, okay? You're not alone." And, you know, to answer that question, is it okay to find love and to love again? You know, there's a simple answer to that. The answer is yes, of course it is, okay? These people are in the spirit world, they'll always be around you. But they understand that we have a material life to live. I mean, everybody, I know Rocky would agree with me here, everybody has a right to be happy. Mm-hmm. Even you and even me. Okay,
yes.
We all have a right to be happy. And, you know, if that is to love again, then so let it be. Love again, okay? But you have to deal with that emotion yourself first, as Rocky, you've already gone through there with you. Once you can deal with that emotion, then we're able to move on with it there, okay? Does that help a little bit?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Well, remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And remember to check out Rocky's website, which is www.empowerme2befree.com. I'll say thank you much, Joy, for calling in.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rocky. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, Rocky, you know, I can't believe we've only got less than half hour left of the show, and I want to play this next song there for you.
Sure.
So let's just press this button and fingers crossed.
All right.
Your happiness and for your love, I give my
Well, Rocky, as I said, you know, you might think that the show is thrown together, but what a wonderful way of throwing it together, isn't it?
Well, I could listen to that all day, I'll tell you. I love it.
You know, it's absolutely perfect. It really is.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go back to the phone lines, because I know, you know, it's still very busy there. It's Julianne. Hi, Julianne. Are you there with us?
Yes, hi. I'm here.
Hi, Julianne. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
New York.
Wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for, Julianne?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment on what the other gentleman was saying about what you put out there, you get back your vibration and your energy. It's true. And I was, in my current job situation and, you know, relationship with friends and family and lovers and so on, and I saw, you know, that was making me very frustrated and uncomfortable and, you know, reading all these books and knowing all these things that I wasn't practicing, you know, that I have to change myself and not being such a victim, and knowing that, you know, I'm powerful, and to take the time out to connect with myself and see that I can really practice being worthy and being happy. And that's what I've been doing, and not just read books about it, but actually practice it and, you know, being at work and being around people has allowed me to see that, and I want more for myself.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, just not even seeing, like, you know, the best job in the world, but just being connected to myself. I want to feel what that feels like more, you know. That's, like, my biggest thing right now.
Okay, so you called in to speak to Rocky and to help you over a few situations in your life, yeah?
So I want to speak to you, too.
That's fine. Well, you know, speak to Rocky first, because obviously with lots of things with what you've just mentioned, maybe Rocky can shed some light upon that, because, you know, that seems to be right up Rocky Street. And, you know, that's the reason why I brought Rocky on, because, you know, he has such an amazing way of helping people, such an amazing way of bringing light to our conditions, if you like. You know, it's a thought process that's been in the back of my mind for a long time, and a thought process that I've used many, many times. But to have someone that as qualified as Rocky to help us in this situation, you know, it's only my pleasure to bring Rocky on. So, Rocky, do you want to pick up there?
Yes, absolutely. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for calling in and sharing that you're on this part of your journey, because, of course, you're absolutely right. The challenge comes with every person on this planet when we long to be connected to self much, much more. The challenge that comes in the way, of course, is the ego that tries to keep us in an old place, where I can use the, I jokingly use this term in my workshop, to keep the dinosaurs from eating us, so we're in survival mode. And so your vision and your intuition to connect to your heart self, to connect to the divine feminine, which is actually what you're actually doing, is very valid. And I say to you, keep doing what you're doing. When you come up against roadblocks, this is where the rubber hits the road for everyone, and that is to find a place of peace and quiet. And you can even do it while you're driving. You know, you can find a place of peace and quiet and just give yourself permission to say to yourself, whatever blockages come in that try to subvert you or sabotage you or direct you in a different direction than taking care of self, you can instantaneously take a deep breath, let it go, and just say, these thoughts in my mind are illusions and they are not real. What is real is my heart and love. And when you continue to do that, you will continue to connect to self in a much more powerful way. We're all on that journey, including myself. You know, this is 2013. This is a different timeline than we've ever experienced before any time on this planet. From 2012 back, it's literally like flipping the calendar and starting a whole new earth. And the energy that's predominant on this planet right now, believe it or not, is an energy of love. The quantum physicists call it the unified field. And therefore, we are literally learning how to let go of fear and attach ourselves to love on a moment-by-moment basis. We literally have to retrain ourselves from stop to start to receive love and bring it into our hearts and bring it into our bodies so that we can connect to our intuitive self and balance the yin and the yang, the male and the female. That's what's going on this planet. All men are learning how to balance the male and the female, and the women are learning how to balance their male and female and connecting to source, to the zero point within oneself, so that you can have the peace, the harmony, and the abundance and the joy that is your birthright. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. It's so true. And, you know, it's just like you've been doing something by route for so long, so blaming it on everybody, and realize that you're the one that's creating your own reality. And then, you know, taking responsibility for that, that no one is doing it to me. And if anybody's doing it to me, they're doing it to me to help me to move up and to move forward. And it's only a gift for me to see, you know, how do I want to take my life to the next level. And all I want to do is connect with me. And I'm not saying it's easy, because it's different from what I've been used to doing. So it's kind of sometimes a little bit of a challenge. But I'm doing it, and it's, you know, it's, I feel it in my body more than anything else. You know, it feels good because I've been meditating and I've been writing really, really awesome things to myself, you know, love letters, and to even the people that have, you know, rubbed me the wrong way, I write them love letters too. So it's been an awesome experience, and I can feel the love, and it's not a love that I feel from outside of me, it's a love from inside.
I totally agree, and what I'll say to you is that what we're doing on this planet is, whether we like it or not, and maybe Mike, you can sort of talk about this a little bit through your experience in the last week, is whether we like it or not, we are connecting to our feeling body, to the emotions that have been buried deep inside of us that we don't want to deal with, because our society has been conditioned to cope, deny, or run away, or mask the pain and the fear with drugs, from pharmaceuticals, from your doctor, from processes that say, well, you're going to be fine, just suck it up and keep going. That kind of process, healing process, simply is not valid anymore, because the body must now feel from a position of non-judgment of self, and allow these feelings to come to the surface. And if they don't serve you anymore, give them permission with love and forgiveness, as you so eloquently stated already, to leave your body. And you are the commander in chief of your ship. Your words, the cells of your body, must obey your commands, and those energies will leave. And then you can continue to release and refill, and I call it empty spaces, like on a hard drive on a computer. When you let go of a program that doesn't serve you, you replace it with another program of love, of loving self, of empowering self, of believing in self. And it's a process, but it's very effective to connect you to wholeness again. And that was well said. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, Rocky, some wonderful, powerful words there. And Jillian, you know, if you've experienced that, then, you know, all I can say to you is absolutely perfect. And, you know, it's something that you know, going back to Rocky, what you were saying, maybe I can use a little bit of this. You know, excuse me. I was thinking that sometimes, you know, the spirit world will tell me, you know, I need to slow down, or I need to take 5 minutes for myself, or I need to do something, you know, or to cut back a little bit. And, you know, I sent a message to someone this week saying, the spirit world has finally silenced me.
and that's probably a good thing, because, you know, in life, we continue to do things because it's completely normal to us. You probably know of many people who continue to do one thing, and they continue to follow that path. And you know that's causing them harm, but they're not even aware that they're doing it. So awareness is the key here, and you know, going to the doctor as you did, and becoming aware of how, you know, inadvertently you were giving away your power, and really it's about taking a look inside self to see what you can do to heal self. These are all part of the 2013 paradigm, which we are all experiencing right now, and everybody's feeling it. So you may as well get on board, let go of the past, and then celebrate the future today.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Well, Julian, you know, I do have someone here for you. I do have a contact there from the spirit world for you. And I know that this is a lady that comes through, first of all. And I know that this lady was a fighter, if you want, for a better word, and she would have fought right to the end of her life. She does make me aware that there's a problem with my stomach as we speak there to her. So I know that I always associate stomach with like a cancer. So I know that this lady would have passed on to the spirit world with like a cancerous kind of a condition, Julian. And I know when she passed, she tells me that it wasn't recognized until later on in her life. Do you understand of a lady like this there for me, please?
Well, my father told me, I never met her, but my father told me that his aunt died from stomach cancer.
There we are, perfect, okay, because I know that she comes forward and she makes aware that she was a fighter, and she says to me about, I didn't give up and I wouldn't give up for anything. I battled through it as hard as I could, and I know that she makes aware of saying to you that she even stopped taking the drugs. Now, I'm not saying that's the right thing to do or it's not the wrong thing to do, I don't know, but she says to me, I even stopped taking the drugs because I didn't want them no more, because she says to me that I battled as hard as I could through it all on my own. And in some way, this is what she wants me to say to you. I'm not saying that you have to stop taking any medication. If you are taking any, please, that's not what she tells me. But what she tells me is that you have to start fighting for what you're believing in for. You have to start doing what's right for yourself. You have to start going forward within the things in your life. Do you understand why she tells me all this?
Yes, I know she's probably talking about my career and stuff. She's probably talking about my career.
See, because if I said to you in your character-wise that you're the kind of person that will take a more of a back seat, if you want, for a better word, you will, like, stand back. And, you know, if somebody wants to take charge or take control, we'll let them take charge and control. You know, you're not the kind of person that is out there at the front seat, then you'd rather take the back seat. Does that make sense there to you?
Well, I'm like the peacemaker. If somebody wants to fight with me, I says, you know, you're fighting, you know, yourself, because I'm stepping away. That's more my mentality.
So you'd rather take a backseat. That's exactly what she tells me. So she knows your character perfectly well, okay? And she says to me that you've had to do that lately as well. You've been lately been taking a backseat over something because you feel maybe that there's been like a lack of commitment. There's been like a, I'm going to say to you as I see and as I hear it, it's like as if they don't even know what they're talking about. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, it's probably not my job. I just say, you know, it's best to just move on than to get into a fight with people who don't like me.
There we are. Perfect, isn't it? Because, you know, that's exactly what she says, you know, because they don't even know what they're talking about. So obviously that she recognizes that there's a problem there. She recognizes the situation. She just tells me there that the closer that she comes around your life, she knows exactly what's going on. She says to me that you got to hold your head up high because there's nothing for you to bow your head about. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay. See, she also tells me there. Okay, how do I put that across? Would I be right in saying that you at the minute there, you've been kind of like, I want to say in a right way that I'm not going to get myself into any trouble over. Not that I will get myself into any trouble, but if I said to you that you've kind of stood up to someone and told them what you need to tell them, do you understand of this?
Maybe that's something that's coming, because I haven't stood up to anyone and told them what I need to tell them. No.
I want to say that this would be somebody within your family. Okay, so. If because I know it's not your work situation, I know it's somebody that's closer to you, and I believe it's a gentleman and somebody that's a bit younger than you. Like, put them on the street and have a party. Show them what life is all about. Do you understand what I would say that to you then?
No, that hasn't happened yet, no.
Okay. Well, I believe that this is something that you're going to need to do, okay? You know, if it's not already come around, there's someone in your life, somebody is a young gentleman that's younger than you, but you're going to, like, need to pull them up. And you know, don't take the messing around is the right word I'm looking for. Don't take the pushiness then, for want of a better, because I want to see that you, instead of accepting it, let's try and deal with it. Tackle the problem head on. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Well, okay. I can't think of anyone that I would do that with, but okay.
Okay, Jill, you need to remember I've said it to you. Okay, it's all there in the archive. You can download it and listen to it. I'm sure, you know, even as we probably end this call or even, you know, just a few days, that you will recognize where that is. And I want to say that you know that this lady is behind you. She will encourage you. And even though that you may be thinking to yourself, I haven't got the strength to me to do that, or I haven't got the voice in me to do that, you will have, okay? Because I want to say to you that it needs to come out. It needs to be said. And you need to do what you need to do for the best, okay? So, you know, just accept her love, accept her vibration. She says to me that, you know, okay, see, she takes me back to the advice Rocky's giving you and about, you know, asking for a little bit more and pushing. See, because you, it's not only for yourself, you kind of push this to love those direction, is that right?
Say that a little bit slower because you broke out.
Okay, but not only that do you ask for advice and help for yourself, but you also ask it for a lot of other people as well.
Yes, I am kind of good at, you know, tapping into spirit and giving messages also, so yeah.
Okay, see, because I'm being told it's not just you that you ask for or to help, but you also send a lot of thoughts. See, what I would call it is like healing thoughts to lots of other people. In your life, okay, and they just want me to say that to you that as you're doing that, that they are recognizing it, okay, and like full marks, if you like, full credit, because even those, you know, the old saying is love thy neighbor, isn't it? Okay, and you do, you include everyone within your thoughts, within your prayers, even those that you feel are not sending love to you, you're sending love to them. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, bless you. Okay, well, thank you very much for calling in. Please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And remember to check out Rocky on his website, which is www.empowerme2befree.com. I'll say thank you very much, Julian, for calling in.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you. Bye now. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Rocky, I can't believe that we've got less than 5 minutes left of the show. You know, it really flies, doesn't it?
That's unbelievable. I can't believe 2 hours have gone by. I could do this for another 10 hours.
Well, with the amount of calls that we have in, we could be doing it for the next 10 hours.
Yes.
With you, you know? So, firstly, I want to apologize to every one of the callers that's called in that hasn't had the chance to get through. I'm going to try and squeeze one more in, Rocky, and after this very quick one, I want to go to Tony. Hi, Tony, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Tony. I know that you've been waiting a long time, and you know, there's been a few others as well that's been waiting maybe just a few seconds, not so long as you. But, Tony, can we ask you where you're calling from there?
Georgia.
From Georgia. And what was the reason that you called in for there, Tony?
Just wanted to see what you have for me for love relationships and business, but either I know we don't have much time, so.
Okay. Well, let me just quickly make a link there with you, and we'll see where we're going, okay? Because, you know, I know that your name was called out. I was going to end the show there, and something told me that I wasn't allowed to. Tony, would you understand your dad for me in the spirit world?
No, he's still living.
Okay, then let's go to a gentleman that would link to your dad's side of the family, because I'm feeling dad, so it would be your dad's side. I know that this gentleman would be, he makes a way that he passed very quick. It was the heart that took this man home into the spirit world at the end of his life there. He does make me aware that he had a few warnings. He didn't take much notice of them. Do you understand of a gentleman like this? If it's not your dad, it must be like your granddad.
It is, granddad.
Okay, bless him. And as I said, I know that we're very short in time, but I know that your granddad has come around your life at the moment, and he says to me that you've always been the same. You've always been the same in the way that you think, should I, shouldn't I? And you spend a lot of time dilemmaing over things, is that right?
Yes.
And he says to me, by the time you thought about it and you thought about it a bit more, you kind of missed the opportunity, is that right?
That's happened.
Okay, because he says to me, let's not let this one be missed. So do you understand why he says that to me? So obviously that there's something either around your life, whether it be a love relationship or whatever it is, that you're thinking, oh, I don't know if this is the right thing to do, should I or shan't I? Don't let this one fall by the wayside by giving it too much thought.
Okay.
Do you understand why I'm saying that to you?
That could relate to about anything in my life right now.
Okay. Well, as I said, I know that we've got less than 2 minutes now. So I know that I want to say that you don't give it too much thought. Just go with it, okay? Would I be right in saying to you that business, about moving, about changing a direction within like your either your job or a business sense there, but changing a direction within that, Tony, is that right?
Right.
And I want to say that you, again, you've been thinking and thinking for maybe the last 4 or 5 months. I want to say to you that all the proposals, all the finances, it's all in order. We just need to make that move. Does that make sense there to you, Tony?
It does.
Okay. Then know that your granddad is behind you every step of the way and wanting you to go forward with this, okay? And he says to me, stop dragging your heels, boy, okay? Because you've always been the same about dragging your heels. And I don't mean that to come out offensively. I don't mean it to come out that way, but that's what I need to say to you, okay? About don't drag your heels this time, boy. Do you understand of this?
I do.
Okay, Tony, I know I've got to leave it there with you. I'll say thank you very much for calling. And remember, please do download of that reading in the archives, and I say thank you very much for calling there.
Thank you.
Rocky, very quickly there, I know that we've come to the end of the show. Your website, it's www.empowerme2befree.com.
Yes.
And your
my Facebook page is just simply Empower Me to Be Free with the number 2. And if people want to contact me through Skype, they can contact me just by typing my name into the search engine. I've got a very unique name, and you'll come up with me and me only. And if you want to talk a bit more about whatever's going on in your world, I'll be glad to talk to you through Skype. So just type my name, Rocky Krogfoss, into the search engine and send me an invitation, and I'll be glad to connect with you.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Rocky, for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure having you. I've been Mike Davis. And I look forward to meeting back up with you next week. Don't forget, we've got Matthew James on tomorrow and Nick Humphreys on Tuesday. For me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manix, and we tune in every week.
Rocky.